singing. I don't care where you're from. That's just good all the way around. It's good to see you. We're glad you're here in this service here this evening. We got several people that we're praying about and praying for. Somebody back here that's visiting with us, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are. Yeah.
Oh, I'm Jesse.
Jesse? Good. It's good to have you. Thanks for coming. Curious about it? Yeah. I say you was curious about the church?
Yeah.
We're glad you came. Yeah, good enough. Make yourself at home. We're glad you're here.
Nothing made me stop by, so I'm here.
There you go. Here we go. Well, we're hoping that someone was the Lord is what we're hoping for there and all that. I was listening to some of these singing. You know, you sing pretty good. Did it? Yeah. What do you mean, though? I mean, my word. I was listening, and I thought, hot dog, that there, he's singing pretty good there with one of the congregational songs. We'll have to work up something with all these boys here. Huh? No, we're not? All right, well, hey, that's all right. I mean, my word, I was trying to impress this visitor here so that we'd know that we got some other groups here. And all right, take your Bible, if you will, please, tonight. We're going to be looking over there in the book of Psalm, chapter number 138, Psalms 138. It's good to be saved, to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. And if you're a child of God, if you've trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, and answered the call of God and been born into the family of God, one of these days you will see Him face to face, just like they got through singing here this evening. All right, Psalms 138, verse number 7. If you find the place you're able to stand, we'll look there in verse 7. He said, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me, and thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever, and forsake not the work of thine works of thine own hand." Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it, how good it is to be once again in the house of God. We pray that now you'd revive the saint, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, thank you, and be seated. And I like to preach every now and again a little bit about revival and about reviving us again. Let me tell you what a great thought that is in that passage that we just got through looking at. And let me tell you, only the Lord can save a soul. Do you know that only the Lord can save a soul, and you're the soul that can receive Him? You're the only one. God's the only one that can save you. You're the only one that can receive it in the free pardon of sin. I can tell you, God can save a soul, but only God can revive a soul. You know, when we talk about revival, and every now and again, you know, we go through the motions, but I need something more than just group revival. I need something real, individual, from the hand and from the heart of God. When I begin to look into it, you'll find that here's what reviving does. It brings you back to life. Do you ever just feel so dead as a door in hell and just kind of dragging through life? Well, you need a little revival in yourself. Brother, anybody else gets it or not, anybody else needs it or not, or anybody else wants it or not, I want to tell you what happens is if you come to the Lord and get revival deep down in your heart and your soul, it restores a consciousness about you. It makes you realize and know that He is God. Besides Him, there is none else. Now, you know what happens is that God renews the vigor that we once had. And let me tell you, something that became weary and dead and dull now is vibrant and holy and got some joy once again. Unspeakable and full of glory, knowing the half has not yet been told. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you know, there's a Hebrew word for revival, and there's a Greek word. In the Hebrew, you'll find that it means to live again. In the Greek word, it means to be alive again. And let me tell you, that's what happens that when you and I are in the place where that God wants to do something real for us, where we're just not kind of running ho-hum through life, but that we're rejoicing in Him and being exceedingly glad. Yeah. You know, in this lesson here that you're looking at, is that I'm really not against anybody or anything. And sometimes, you know, you'll run upon people in life if you've lived as long as I have. And there's two kinds of people. Those that are ready to go home and those who can't stand to go home. I've seen that. You know, churches are full of that. You see somebody that's a hopscotch Baptist. They hop here and they hop there and they hop over yonder. And they can't stand how they're living. They can't stand life. They can't stand. And let me tell you right now is that it's good. The older you get, the more home-bodied you'll become.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's what I did. Yes, sir. Is that I like to enjoy the confines of the home. And all that business there. And whenever you get as old as I am, there's not a whole lot of activity going on. There's a lot of snoring. We like to take a nap in that our recliners. And my wife, she'll, bless her heart, she'll try to get up without making any noise whatsoever. And then, of course, naturally, in a minute, I'm going to wake on up. But she doesn't wake me up. I don't think it's going to bother me that if I'm really and truly in a good, deep sleep. I'll tell you what ends up happening is when God finally revives me and stirs me around to where I'm ready to get up and walk with him and see what's going on. The other night, I can't get her to do it for you. I was trying to. But the other night, you know, I screamed out something real loud, like some monster or some devil or something was after me. And I said, how did it sound? So she showed me one time. Hey, that scared me when she done it. I don't know how to find it. It scared me just a little. I hadn't been able to get her to do it since and all that. If you can, try to record it this next time. And all that business there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can tell you right now is that every now and again, you know, a person is not any more like being dead than they are when they're asleep. Now, you know, every now and again is that I like it whenever I've slept good and I've gotten up and as a result of that, I'm not having to remember a whole lot of details and all of that business there. I don't mind having a little dream every now and again, but I'd rather just go ahead and sleep without it and just be able to rest and relax. Sort of like going to church, ain't it? sort of like being in church. Some days you just need a nap in church. Some days you get something that'll revive you. I want to say to you that if you will, that whenever you get revival, it'll come from God. And not only does it come from God, whether anybody else gets any revival or not, you can have revival in your soul with the Lord. And he'll restore consciousness to you about who you are and where he brought you from and where you would have been had it not been for the grace of God. It's a good, and number one, it's a thing of delight. Is that what a wonderful thing that it is to be able to know him in the free pardon of sin. What a wonderful thing that it is for him to revive us and to restore us and put us back in step with God. You know, I remember whenever I first got saved is that I didn't ever get bored walking with God. But if you're not careful as you get a little further down the road, then you get out of step with God. And when you get out of step with God, let me tell you, you're not going to be agreeing with God. Can two walk together except they be agreed, the Bible said. I got to tell you, it's a thing of delight when you and I get to the place to where that God has not only saved us, but God has given us a little bit of revival in our soul. I listen to these singers as they sing. And boy, every time God goes to speak into my heart and giving me rejoicing in the Lord, I can tell you right now is, you know what a good Bible singing will do? It'll put you in fellowship with God. It'll make you want to hear the preaching of the word of the Lord. I used to have people call me up way back when. Of course, you know, when you had a landline, it was a lot different. Now that I've got a cell phone, I don't have just everybody except politicians. I probably have turned down 200 politicians in the last 2 weeks that are wanting me to vote for them because they're the best. I got to tell you, that's the biggest lie you'll ever be able to hear. I got to say to you that whenever you and I look into the Bible, you find that God's given you some fellowship and he's restored you to a place of delight and to a place to where you can rejoice in the Lord and be an exceedingly glad. You know, there's not anything better than being born again than for a born again to be in fellowship with God. And you know how that is when you're in fellowship with God. I can tell you, the Bible said, revive us again that we might rejoice in thee. If you don't have any rejoicing left, and it's like all of a sudden you're just a deflated balloon and you need something real from the hand and from the heart of God, then what you need is a little touch of revival. This Bible said over in Isaiah 58:14, delight thyself unto the Lord. And it's a good thing to be happy in the Lord. You know what revival does to you? It'll make you feel better. You may have been just kind of dragging around ho-hum through life. But what revival does, it makes you feel good and feel better, not only about your life, but about your wife or your spouse or your house, see? And as a result of that, you're going to find out is that it'll put the care back in you even when you really don't care. That's what revival does. And you know, as a result of that, is that I want you to be able to care for me. I want God to be able to put some care in you for me. Now, you know why? Because if you don't really care, you won't really pray. If you don't really pray, I'm not going to be able to reap the benefit from heaven that he would have given in an hour of time of need of prayer that was rendered by others. Pray one for another. Why do you think God says that? Pray one for another. I can tell you the reason why God says that is because of the fact that it puts the care back in us even when we got to where we just didn't care anymore. I can tell you right now, it's good to be saved and know the Lord in the free pardon of sin, and I'm looking forward with great anticipation to the day when the trump of God's going to sound, the dead of Christ is going to rise first, and we're going to be changed in the moment, the twinkling of an eye, caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall you ever be with the Lord. I'm glad to be able to say unto you that it's good every now and again that when you're just kind of dragging through life, don't keep doing that. You're liable to skin your foot up. But you ought to get to the place to where that you can say, Lord, what I need is a little touch from God that comes from heaven. Not just going through the motions, but a real touch of life and liveliness from God. And let me tell you what he'll do is he'll put the pizzazz and revival back down in your heart and in your soul. Now, that doesn't mean you need to get saved again. What it means is you just need to be in fellowship with the Lord. You see? He'll be careful about how you're walking, how you're talking, how you're looking, how you're, you know, it just does. It just will. Business right there. We cut up and go on with each other, and every time something's going on in life, sometimes we're in embarrassing situations, sometimes we're in adverse situations, sometimes we're just in a situation we don't have a label for. But God's got a label for it. And I can tell you right now is that whenever he said that we ought to have revival in our heart. Now you know what you need if you're going to have revival. You need some real heartfelt prayer that you're offering up unto God exactly whatever your petition is. Yes. I'm not talking about now lay me down to sleep kind of praying. I'm talking about some real heaven-sent prayer to where you can tell God's listening and to where you're pouring your heart out to God in a manner that'll please him. I try to pray every now and again, and for especially people that are unsaved, I try to pray for them. I try to pray for people that are saved because they're going to need that. I can try to pray for people that are indifferent. And let me tell you right now is that, you know, there's a lot of people up and down the road of life that it doesn't make any difference how hard you pray, how much you witness, how much preaching they've had. They just don't care. That's a sad shape to be in. Sad shape. It's a whole lot better to be able to get up and be able to say with the psalmist, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Yeah. Isn't that a whole lot better when it's like that in your life instead of, oh my, is it time to go to church again?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, we all of us have that kind of business that goes. It's good to be saved and to know Him in the free pardon of sin. Let's stand to our feet. Our Father, we ask Your blessings upon the reading of Thy Word. We thank You that Thou art God. Beside Thee, there's none else. Bless, I pray now, this congregation that is gathered here tonight. And Lord, we praise You and we thank You that Thou art God, and beside Thee there is none else. Now go with us to our home. Bring us back again safely in Jesus' name. Amen.
Therefore, are we going to trust it?